Hey, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Approved. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you think it's a coincidence that Elon Musk was Donald Trump's largest donor in the 2024 election cycle? He dished out over $200 million and he spent $44 billion on Twitter so he can control the narrative on what is now X. So do you think it's a coincidence that he donated all of this money to Trump and now he's been caught red-handed lying about his relationship to Jeffrey Epstein? We know that Trump fought tooth and nail to not have the files released. He called it a hoax. He threw his fellow Republicans under the bus like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Thomas Massie for voting for the release of the Epstein files, and he has repeatedly melted down and like cornered himself. He corners himself whenever Epstein is brought up. I'm beginning to think Elon Musk did not want us to know about his communications with Epstein, but now, due to the Department of Justice releasing 3 million more emails due to Congress forcing them, this is not because the DOJ wants to, it's not because Trump had a change of mind, it's because Congress, through a discharge petition, forced a vote to release the files. Now it's called the Epstein Transparency Act. Thanks to Ro Khanna, Thomas Massie, Lauren Boebert, Yasemin Ansari, and a few key players in the House. So now, as Fred Lambert points out, yo, Elon Musk is all over the new Epstein files. He claimed that Epstein, quote, tried to get me to his island, but I refused. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Elon Musk is the one who is more than willing to coordinate with Epstein, according to the emails that we have right here. You know, after this many Trump donors have been found in the files, after Elon Musk's name is littered throughout it, Trump's name is littered throughout it, Trump's Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, he had a relationship with Epstein, and Trump's new Fed chair appointee, his name is littered throughout it. I'm starting to think that being in the Epstein files is just a prerequisite to being in the Trump administration. Like, part of the vetting process is, one, do you think the election was stolen? Two, will you kiss Trump's ass all the time? And three, is your name somewhere in the Epstein files? Just so we're all on the same page here. I feel like that's probably one of the asks. So Elon Musk's response on Twitter, before we even jump into the files, has been to melt down repeatedly, post dozens and dozens of tweets. Like, I'm not even joking. He's posted about the Epstein files dozens of times, but only to deflect blame. He's posting about other billionaires that he claims are littered throughout the files, which, yes, there are mentions, but you can very, very clearly tell the deflection just dripping off of him. So if you appreciate the comprehensive breakdowns, make sure you drop a like, make sure you subscribe, and watch until the end because we have quite a journey of emails to go through. I also want to say, beyond the politics of it all, beyond the Elon Musk of it all, it is genuinely amazing that the political pressure placed on Congress and placed on the Trump administration has finally found at least some sort of catharsis or accountability for the survivors and the victims who have been waiting for that forever. I mean, these are people who, for the past few decades, the girls who are now women, have been ignored by the judicial system, and now we are getting the truth. So let's start with this. This is where it all begins. Fred Lambert says, yo, Elon Musk is a liar. It's important to point out Elon Musk's narrative about him refusing Jeffrey Epstein's invites is blown up in the first few emails, and then it gets worse from there. So it starts on December 14th of 2013. I'm reading from the bottom to the top. That is how it chronologically goes. Elon Musk emails Jeffrey Epstein and asks, "We'll be in the British Virgin Islands / St. Bart's area over the holidays. Is there a good time to visit?" He's asking, is there a good time to visit your island, Jeffrey Epstein? And then Epstein responds, "I will send heli for you. Sorry for all the typos, sent from my iPhone." But it seems like the communications fell apart at some point because then Leslie Groff bumps that email chain, resurfaces that email chain about 10 days later on December 31st of 2013 and says, "Hey, just a reminder, Elon Musk was asking about coming to your island on January 2nd. He wants to come on that date." And then it says, "Begin forwarded message." So again, we are reading messages from a few days prior that were forwarded by Jeffrey Epstein's assistant because Jeffrey Epstein left Elon Musk on red. He didn't respond. So the conversation between Jeffrey Epstein and Elon Musk continues. Okay, probably the first then, says Elon Musk. Jeffrey Epstein says, the second or third would be perfect. I will come get you. Elon replies, I need to fly back to LA on the night of the second, so W. And then Elon replies, actually, I could fly back on the third. We'll be in St. Bart's. When should we head to your island on the second? So he asks again to head to the island. He actually double emails Jeffrey Epstein right here. He says, I could go on the second. Then he says, actually, I could probably go back on the third, because he wanted to make it work. So Elon Musk's entire argument gets blown apart right away. And it gets even worse. So remember, as Fred Lambert points out, Elon claimed a few months ago, quote, Epstein tried to get me to his island and I refused. Now, new emails released by the DOJ in their massive 3-million-page dump of communications of different Jeffrey Epstein contacts and other people proves that Elon Musk was actively asking, is there a good time to visit? Now, here is the tweet that was sent by Elon Musk months back, but the strategy that you see deployed here is one that I will show you later on in the video that is being done by Elon Musk over and over. He said, shame on Sky News for this utterly misleading headline. Anyone pushing this false narrative deserves complete contempt. Epstein tried to get me to his island and I refused, yet they named me before Prince Andrew, who did visit. Now, first of all, Prince Andrew is a disgusting, disturbing person who has been outed as an actual creep pedophile. But Elon Musk using that name is to divert away from his own actions, because now we know that he's lying in this line. So he immediately tries to pivot and deflect blame. That is what he has spent the past 48 hours doing in the present day. He has been naming person after person after person to try to dodge accountability. And this brings me back to pointing out that he donated so much money to Trump for a few reasons. First of all, it benefits him in a business sense. Secondly, he can apply pressure on the administration when necessary. Thirdly, he got like 120 days to have unfettered executive power and slash different agencies. And he likely knew that Trump wouldn't want to release the Epstein files because they have the same incentive structure. Now, I think in order to have a holistic and balanced view of this situation, it's important to acknowledge that out of this 3-million-page release from the DOJ, there are going to be names in there that you can't immediately ascribe Epstein's worst crimes to. It's important to acknowledge that. Like, Mehdi Hassan on Twitter was shocked because in one of the Epstein emails, it revealed that Epstein had watched one of Mehdi Hassan's Oxford debates from 2013 or that era, and Epstein was commenting on it. So you can't just say that because somebody's name is somewhere in the files. I mean, there were so many articles and random mentions of people. It's not that simple, but the Elon Musk communications prove that he was lying about simple things. So Fred continues to go, not only did Elon just straight up lie about refusing to go to the island, he was clearly seeking to go. Whether he made it or not is unknown. We don't even know if he ended up going to the island. I'm not even making any strong allegations in this video about what Elon Musk has or has not done. The most damning indictment of Elon here is that he was actively seeking to go to the island. We now know that from the communications. Number two, he was communicating with Epstein 6 years after Epstein had already been arrested and charged for sleeping with children prior in Florida. And number three, Elon felt the need to lie in a very aggressive manner and then deflect on social media. Four, it's pretty damning that he is then donating to the campaign that wants to cover this up. So Fred Lambert says, not only did Elon lie about refusing to go to the island, he was clearly seeking to go. In fact, I'm not halfway through the Musk references in the Epstein files, and so far, it looks like Elon and Epstein were in close contact through 2012 to 2014. Now, maybe even 2015, as Sultan bin Suleiman was asking Epstein about a potential meeting with Musk he had in August of 2015. To be clear, all of this is well after Epstein was convicted of soliciting child prostitution. Yep, right here, Sultan bin Suleiman in 2015 says, Dear Jeffrey, did you have your dinner with Elon Musk? And did you explain to him my proposal? What was his reactions? Why is everybody such an awful typer here? They can't even type the word proposal correctly. But then, hilarious. It's actually Epstein who canceled on Musk's island visit. Musk claimed he refused the invite, but he was clearly trying to go. This was for New Year's Eve of 2013. Musk is also on the calendar for the new year a year later. Epstein says to Elon Musk on the 30th of December, 2013, after this gets bumped from Jeffrey Epstein's secretary, by bumped, I mean the secretary is, hey, you got to respond to this. Epstein says, bad news. Unfortunately, my schedule will keep me in New York. I was really looking forward to finally spending some time together with just fun as the agenda. So I'm very disappointed. Hopefully we can schedule another time in the near future. And this was in response to Elon Musk's message that said I could fly back early on the 3rd. So Epstein canceled on Elon. Lord have mercy. This is genuinely a disaster for Elon Musk in a million ways, and he's trying to deflect so hard. Elon Musk, in an actual email to Jeffrey Epstein, asked him, what day/night will be the wildest party on your island? This was in 2012. In 2012, Jeffrey Epstein says to Elon Musk, how many people will you be for the heli to the island? Elon Musk replies on the next day and says, probably just Tallulah and me. What day/night will be the wildest party on your island? What a wild, wild email. Elon Musk, among the world's richest men, once not only denied visiting Epstein's island, but framed his decision as an act of principle. But now we know that is not true whatsoever. To Elon Musk, from Leslie Groff. Subject, Jeffrey Epstein. Hello, Mary Beth. I have just now sent you a copy of all three girls' passports. Sorry, blank is upside down, but I will figure you will print. Jeffrey will have his ID with him. Thank you, Leslie, assistant to Jeffrey Epstein. Quad Carl says, it figures that Epstein's mom was in communication with Elon Musk as well. I wonder who was blacked out in her CCs and the other people it was sent to. It says, great to hang out today. Jeffrey and Boris, many thanks for connecting me with Jennifer. I believe you both played a role. My Musk, who is Elon Musk's mom, also says something about medication and higher among overweight, obese kids. I want to show you this clip. Micah Irfan points out, it's so wild watching this clip, knowing what we know about Elon Musk now. Knowing that Elon Musk was denied entry by Jeffrey Epstein makes this clip way wilder. Watch.
If he loses, man, what?
You're fucked, dude.
I'm fucked. If he loses, I'm fucked.
It does seem that way. You can't just be like, you can't just be like, yo, I.
Yeah, I'm like, how long do you think my prison sentence is going to be? Do you think, will I see my children?
I don't know. If you visited the island, it depends on what your prison sentence will look like. But what else could they be talking about here other than pure broad corruption that they're laughing about maniacally out in the open? The disgusting part is Tucker Carlson has spent years spreading propaganda about George Soros or other more liberal billionaires or liberal donors, tried to paint them as evil. Now we have Elon Musk laughing maniacally on the same screen. It's absolutely absurd that they don't see what's going on here. Vivian Wilson, Elon Musk's daughter, speaks out after an email exchange between her father, Elon Musk, and Jeffrey Epstein. Quote, there was this boat ride from St. Vincent to St. Bart's. I remember from when I was little. We used to visit around the holidays. I remember the sea being so dark at night. So she's implying there was a boat ride. Maybe they did end up going, but we don't have the email confirmation beyond Jeffrey Epstein actually canceling on Elon Musk. Now here's where Elon begins to deflect so hard. Someone posted, for a man that believes in humanity and truthfulness, God, give me a break, Elon would not push for the release of the Epstein files if he believed otherwise. One must not forget that Epstein's whole operation framed and attempted to blackmail many by just showing up in circles of influence. Elon then says, of course, they are trying to deflect responsibility from the truly guilty. I have not been to any of Epstein's parties, his plane or his island, but many other have. Those who have committed serious crimes need to be prosecuted. Dude, you were just talking about how scared you are to be prosecuted in this clip of you and Tucker Carlson.
Just be like, you can't just be like, yo, I.
Yeah, I'm like, how long do you think my prison sentence is going to be? Do you think?
What an amazing, amazing summary of what Elon Musk is saying. Now, here's more deflection. Walu says, the appearance of Zohran Mamdani's mother, Mira Nair, in the Epstein files is proof that Zohran Mamdani's rise is neither accidental nor organic. Every piece of politics is engineered. Then Elon Musk says, which is his way of signal boosting something or saying that he agrees with it. Dude, are you saying that a dead Jeffrey Epstein, 9 years in the grave, 7 years in the grave, is now the one who is pulling the strings on Zohran Mamdani's election and his massive, massively successful campaign? What? I don't even know what the conspiracy theory is here. I responded to a similar conspiracy online of someone saying, I learned that Zohran Mamdani is more implicated in the Epstein files than Donald Trump, which again is a lie. There are many random names. Zohran is never named. Zohran's mom is named in an email in a random way, and now they are AIing photos of Zohran and Epstein together. They've AI'd like 20 photos of them together to try to act like they're as close as Trump and Epstein were, but they weren't. So some MAGA said, Today I learned that Zohran Mamdani is more implicated in the Epstein files than Donald Trump. So I responded, you're a fucking idiot. Here is Epstein saying that Trump hit his nose on a glass door while watching young women swim. Crazy that you support this. And this is an email from Epstein in 2015. It says, read the BuzzFeed regarding my airplane logs and Hawaiian Tropic contest. Had them ask my houseman about Donald almost walking through the door, leaving his nose print on the glass as young women were swimming in the pool and he was so focused he walked straight into the door. And now Elon Musk just relentlessly posts about Pakistani grooming games, migrant rapists. He's been relentlessly posting about other celebrities who are listed throughout the files, even if they're just tangentially listed. Like, these celebrities have stronger arguments than Elon Musk. People like Zohran Mamdani's mother has a stronger argument than Elon Musk that it was just a random communication. Now, obviously, you shouldn't be communicating with Epstein in a post-sex trafficking Epstein world when people knew about that. But it's not the same as saying that these people are guilty of Epstein's worst crime. Zohran Mamdani's mother is not guilty of anything other than emailing in an unfortunate way. Bushra points out, Elon Musk is endlessly posting about that, but he happily emailed a child rapist and trafficker Jeffrey Epstein in 2012 to 2013, 4 years after Epstein was convicted in 2008. Now he's scrambling on social media for damage control. Elon Musk is a part of the billionaire elites who want to cover up their corruption and their alleged crimes. Now, I've spent the past few days traveling. I've been on CNN twice. I did a speech yesterday. I hope that you guys have kept up with my content. If not, go check out the Adam Mockler channel below. Click on it and watch my videos regarding the CNN debates, the speech. I think you guys will really enjoy it. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.